family of California public defender claims his death was brutal crime. The family of an Orange County deputy public defender who died in Mexico while celebrating his first wedding anniversary is claiming the lawyer was the victim of a crime, not an accident, according to a January 17 statement from an attorney representing the family. The family of Elliot Blair, 33, wholeheartedly believes based on their initial investigation that Elliot was the victim of a brutal crime, according to the statement from attorney David Scarsone. Blair's wife Kim, who was with him on Saturday at the Las Rocas Resort and Spa in Rosarito, Mexico, where her husband died, has been told multiple versions of the incident by Mexican authorities since it happened, according to the statement. His family has only been in touch with a liaison to the local coroner's office, he said. About 2 p.m. Monday, the liaison indicated that the cause of death was severe head trauma and that the case had been forwarded to the district attorney's office to conduct a possible homicide investigation, according to the statement. The family is devastated that they have not been contacted by anyone from the Rosarito Beach Police Department, their district attorney's office, or any other Mexican officials, Scarsone said. The family told the liaison they intended to conduct an independent investigation, which would include a private investigation firm and a medical examination of Blair's body, Scarsone said. Hours later, the family said it saw a news article quoting Mexican officials, saying the death appeared to be owed to an unfortunate accident as a result of a fall from the third-story floor where the couple was staying, according to the statement. But the is arguing that Blair was a victim and was found dead below an open-air walkway located out front of the door to their room at the spa. Blair and his wife stayed at that resort, in that same room several times before in the past 5 years, and they were therefore very familiar with the layout of the resort and its hallways and walkways, according to the statement. They also claim Elliot was not intoxicated at the time of the incident. Mexican authorities and a representative of a local funeral home have suggested the family cremate Blair's remains, according to the statement. However, they are refusing, so they can conduct their own investigation. The family has raised almost $110,000 through GoFundMe as of January 18.